This is BPNRadio.com, your 24-hour internet prayer station, calling America to pray. A member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
Hey, this is Dale Gentry welcoming you to another classic interview here on BPNRadio.com. For over 3 years, I've had many special guests here on BPNRadio.com. So during the following hour, we're going to replay one of those great interviews. Please remember that the following interview has been pre-recorded and may include some dated content. However, well, you're going to be blessed by another one of our special classic interviews here on BPNRadio.com. This morning, we're going to be honoring the life of Kim Curley on BPNRadio.com. I'll be visiting with his mother, Joy Curley Burchett, on the phone from Arizona. And we're going to be praying for the Curley family as well as other parents today who have lost children in death. Someone said it's not fair that children should leave this earth before their parents, but, you know, I believe that God makes that decision. We are honoring the life of Kim Curley that I have known since he was, I guess, about 8 years old, because I first met the Curley family a long time ago in 1964. That was a long time. And Kim, Gary Kim Curley, died in his home in Prescott, Arizona. Kim was 61. He survived by his wife, Roxanne, his mother and stepfather, Joy, and Don Burchett of Prescott, Arizona, his sister and brother-in-law, Carla, Terry Kraft of Prescott, Arizona. He's got children, nephews, nieces. Kim was preceded in death by his father, who was a wonderful friend of mine, Bud Curley of Duncan, Oklahoma. Kim was born on June the 26th, 1956, in Duncan. Kim and his wife, Roxanne, established free summer camps in Duncan, Oklahoma from 1998 through 2012. They established a food outreach for Stevens County from 2002 to 2016 in Oklahoma. They also hosted such many annual events including a ladies' meeting, prison ministry. They also pastored Church of Living Waters, or Living Waters Church, in Duncan, Oklahoma. In 2013, they moved their ministry to Camp you got me tongue-tied on that one, in Prescott, Arizona, hosting free camps for disadvantaged children, single-parent families. Joy, wow, you trained and mentored your son, Kim, and it's good to have you on today. I was a little reluctant to ask you because I know that this is a time of grief for you, but I also knew that you being on today would be a great encouragement to a lot of other families that have lost children, and we want to say that we've been praying, of course, for several months for our friends James and Betty Tucker on the loss of their son, Kent Tucker, and also Pastor Lewis and Gail Torres on the loss of their son, Mark. So, you know, I know it's a grievous time. Tell us about your son, Kim. Joy, tell us about your son.
Thank you so much for having me, Pastor Dale. You are absolutely awesome. Will tell you that I have never seen anyone who ran after God like Kim did. He was an alcoholic for 8 years, and we prayed, and God brought him back to the Lord. And when he did, he was called to preach. He took over Teen Roundup when his dad died, and you know, he ran to every revival he could find because he wanted to see the power of God. And so I just loved it because up until the time he died, he took communion every night. And he prayed in the lodge every morning for everyone that he knew by name, especially children that he met along the way who were having and going through family problems. And I love what my grandson said about him, Colin Lewis. He said, "My uncle was a truly great man with an infinite depth of compassion for those around him." So that was Kim, and he was a good one-on-one person. There have been three men already that have cried and said, He was the only friend that I had. Wow. I mean, Kim could just get into the hearts of those that other people couldn't get into. So he loved mentoring men, young men. Mm-hmm. And he mentored. He bought him a brand new truck just before he died. And the man that sold it to him, he was a Christian, but Kim got to witness to him, his last person to witness to just this week,
wow.
about going ahead, go out there and seek God after with all your heart and preach the gospel. He was always telling people to do that. He just had a heart for God. He had a heart for his family, and he took care of his mother. Wow. When he gave me a place to live. I've got a beautiful cabin up in Camp Wamatichick in Arizona.
Mm-hmm.
And he would come and see me almost every other day. And he would always say, "Mom, come see me. I want to see you every day." And he wanted to talk. He was just absolutely the most precious son. Of course, you know that he is a miracle child. And I know that every child is a miracle. But when you've been married for 7 years and couldn't have children,
yeah.
It's just absolutely awesome when God hears your cry and heals your body and gives you a son like Kim, and then 4.5 years later, a daughter, Carla.
Mm-hmm.
So I have been given a gift, but the Bible says in Job 1:21, the Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. He gave me Kim, but he took him at age 61. But I did not question once when I got the message. I said, "Lord, I trust you with Kim. I know you know our futures. You know our past. You know everything that's going on. So I trust you and I lean upon your breast." That's what we have to do.
Yeah.
So I'm really honored to be the mother of Gary Kim Curley. And his wife is just absolutely awesome, and she's going to carry on the work.
Well, our prayers go out for you and your family. How are you doing, Joy? How are things with you right now?
Well, I'm doing really good. I guess I'm hurting for Roxanne more than anybody, because she just, I mean, her heart is just wrung out.
Yeah.
And she had told Kim before he died, she didn't know he was going to die, of course, and she said, "I am not going to stay here if anything ever happens to you." But the moment he died, she was yelling out to the Lord, "Lord, I will do what you want me to do." And so my grief is for Roxanne. You know, there's no closer relationship than a man and his wife who are one.
Yeah.
So my grief is minimal compared to hers. So that's how I'm doing. I'm doing very well because I'm remembering all the good stuff, knowing that he'll never, ever question anything again or ever have any pain again.
Yeah.
And I'm glad he didn't have any pain. So I'm doing good.
Well, we've been praying for you. And, of course, you've been on BPN Radio before. You and your husband, Bud, have been wonderful friends. Of course, Bud has gone to heaven, but wonderful friends of Gene and I, and of course, your husband, Don Burchett, now, of course, has been our friend for a long time. But in 1964,
yes.
Before I ever went into the ministry, I was a part of a singing group that came to Teen Roundup that y'all started.
Yes.
I'm not sure what year, in Duncan, Oklahoma. Most people, of course, know you, Joy, Curly Burchett, by Teen Roundup. Bud and Joy Curley,
yes,
are kind of they're kind of household names among people, particularly in the state of Oklahoma. And thousands of young people attended your Teen Roundup for many years. And then, of course, I guess Kim succeeded you guys in the leadership,
yes,
of Teen Roundup.
Yes, and that's what's great. That's what's wonderful, to know this ministry will carry on. And I'm going to stand with Roxanne, and it's going to keep on going, Dale. God is good, and when he starts something, it'll be even more fabulous than ever.
Yeah.
A new mantle and a new anointing has fallen on Roxanne and Calvin.
Wow. And so I'm delighted they're going to continue on with the ministry. I know that's going to be a wonderful thing, and they're continuing the camps there. I'm sorry that I could not pronounce Camp
Wamatichick.
I couldn't pronounce
that.
I remember
when you were on the radio and you decided that you were going to go into the ministry. It was such a joy to me to see our young people stepping out by faith. I mean, you went out by faith.
That's right.
And that was a real encouragement to us and helped us in our faith.
Yeah.
And you gave us, you know, half your offering at the first service. I couldn't believe it.
Well, that's what Gene
and I... But look where God has brought you.
I know. 50 years later, Gene and I have been in full-time ministry, and you and Bud were a tremendous inspiration when we first started the ministry. I want to say thank you, and I want to say that we're praying for you. I wanted to honor your son, Kim, today, Kim Curley, and Teen Roundup impacted so many, many thousands and thousands of young people over the years. And I believe
we're getting such response from people in the past, and it really is encouraging to know that that Kim touched so many lives.
Yes, absolutely, he did. And I remember Kim as a little boy. I remember you guys, your family singing together.
Yes.
Well, I want you to pray, Joy. I want you to pray for parents that have lost children. I know that in your time of grief and sorrow, that you can reach out to other parents, because many people are still grieving. I know that we have a friend in New Mexico whose daughter was accidentally killed at the age of 26. That's been several years ago, but I know that there's still some grief going on, and others. So if you just pray for them,
yes.
We're going to pray for you. And then we're going to play a song by Carla. Thank you for being on today. Would you say a prayer, Joy?
Yes.
Okay.
Precious Heavenly Father, all we parents who have lost children, we are in the palm of your hand. You are touched with the feelings of our infirmities, and you are walking with us every step of the way. Your peace that passeth all understanding is ruling in our hearts. It's ruling in our hearts to give us joy and peace. And Lord, as I was there at the funeral of Kent Tucker, God, I just saw the results. His dad was my pastor. And I saw the results of how he had committed his life to you. And God, we are all of our children who know you. We're going to see them again. And I pray that you will bless every parent that's out there. Comfort their hearts. Minister to their lives. Help them to know that you're walking by their side. You said you would never leave us nor forsake us, and you wouldn't put on us more than we can bear. So we look to you, Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. You are our God. We serve you, and you have blessed us through the years, and we thank you for every good and perfect gift. Thank you for our children. Thank you for their lives. And God, help us to serve you with greater fervor than we ever have before. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Father, I set myself in agreement with Joy Curley Burchett's prayer today for parents of those that have lost their children in death. I pray, Lord, that you would minister to them. I pray you would minister to Joy and her family during this time of grief and sorrow and loss, particularly her daughter-in-law, Roxanne. And I pray, Lord, that the ministry that Kim Curley has begun will continue on. He will live in the hearts of us all. I first met Kim when he was just a little boy, and the twinkle in his eye. He was always a young man of great adventure and energy, and I thank you for Kim. Thank you that I knew him and was able to be around him and be with him, and I thank you for Joy Burchett Curley, who's been on with us today. I bless her, and that the lives that Kim Curley has touched, the seed that he has sown will continue to bring forth a major harvest, a mega harvest, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Thank you, Joy,
amen.
For being on. And I encourage everybody to go to your Facebook page, Joy Curley Burchett, B-U-R-C-H-E-T-T, and keep up with the information that's going on with the family. God bless you, and give our love to Carla. We're going to play a song right now by Carla Curley Craft right now. Thank you, Joy.
Thank you.
He works down at the station, seven to five. Men on the wage barely keeps him alive. There are so many things he wants to buy. He says maybe someday soon his children want to live like the kids across town. He could buy a home with enough money down, but it takes everything that he makes and more right now. He says maybe someday soon. Then one day old Bobby found a pot of gold buried in an old treasure chest. While flipping through the pages of a Bible worn and old, he became an overnight success. And he may not drive new automobile. He may not have a mansion on a hill, but if he's got Jesus living in his soul, he's got more than silver and gold. Working two jobs just to get on her feet. As a single mother, she can hardly make ends meet. There are so many things her baby needs. She says maybe someday soon. Her friends are all married, families of their own. Since her husband left, her house is not a home. She loved to hear his voice waiting on her cold phone. She says maybe someday soon. Late one afternoon at the end of a long day, guess who was knocking at her door? As they held each other tight, he wiped her tears away. Now she won't be alone anymore. And she may not drive a new automobile. She may not have a mansion on a hill, but if she's got Jesus living in her soul, she's got more than silver and gold. They've got Jesus living in their soul. They've got more than silver and gold.
Okay, there you have Carla Curley Craft, who is the sister of Kim Curley, who's gone to be with the Lord. And, wow, that's a song that I'm sure he would like, probably does like. And because Kim was one that gave his life to reaching out to people and serving other people, winning the lost, and those in prison, those homeless, those that had no food, no shelter, disadvantaged, had a ministry, free camps in Arizona, Prescott, Arizona, for disadvantaged children, single-parent families, reaching out and helping people. That's what life is all about. Only one life. That's all we have. That's what life is all about. Only one life. It will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry. Thank you.
repaired the windows and the shutters, or letting in the cold, cold air. I say to myself, gonna fix 'em when I can get the time. But all I've been getting lately is leaving on my mind. Lately all I've got is leaving on my mind. Seems that's all be looking for a better place to live, but I can't seem to get excited about the world and what it can give. For I couldn't care less if I could buy it all with a solitaire. For what good would a world do me with leaving on my mind?
But you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing of love come down, and as you show your face, we'll see your glory here. Lord, you have my heart, and I will search for yours. Jesus, take my life and lead me on. Oh, Lord, you have my heart, I will search for yours. Let me be to you a sacrifice, and I will praise you, Lord, and I will sing.
Feet that run and play, that bows to pray, more precious every day, that little boy of mine. No one will ever know just what his coming has meant, because we love him so. He's something heaven has sent. He climbs upon my knee. He's all the world to me. To me he'll always be that little home.
home.
Give you my heart again.
coming home again. Savior, save me. Burn away the
failure knocks me down again. I'm reminded of the wrong that I have said and done, and that devil just won't let me forget. In this life, I know what I've been. Struggle with my pain, wrestle with my pride. Sometimes I feel alone and I cry. And in this life, I know what I've been, but here in your arms, I know. In the arms of Christ.